First committee to order, 10:10 on Saturday, the something of May 13th. We've got only one item before us today, and that's CS for House Joint Resolution Number 48, Resources, sponsored by Representative Navarre. I see Representative Navarre is here. Mike, give us a...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Pitch on this.
I appreciate your accommodating me at this late date in the session. The resolution started out as the same as SGR 28, which I believe you've heard. It was originally specifically to the subsistence moose hunt that's been proposed by the Federal Subsistence Board for the Kenai Peninsula. Recognizing that there was a lot of concern statewide, we broadened the resolution, and most of the whereas clauses, or actually some of the whereas clauses, and the second resolve, beginning on page 2, line 18 through line 27, which asks that the Federal Subsistence Board refrain from adopting any federal subsistence regulations that would grant subsistence preferences or changing any of the customary and traditional use determinations without concurrence from the Commissioner of the Department of Fish and Game until January 1, '97. And the idea behind it is to try to provide for a cooling off period and an opportunity for the new administration, our congressional delegation, and the legislature, and the citizens of Alaska to try to see if we can find a consensus on a way to resolve the subsistence issue. It's also, the other purpose of it is to be used specifically with regard to the subsistence moose hunt that's been proposed on the Kenai Peninsula. The board is meeting on the peninsula in late June, and it will be used as comments before the board in opposition to that proposed hunt. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Questions from committee members? I'll just say that, Mike, you're putting a lot of faith in the commissioner. I was one of the few that voted against his confirmation. But, you know, you gotta go with what you got.
Mr. Chairman, that was in recognition of the fact that there will have to be some adjustments made, likely on a statewide basis, and that the commissioner and the governor's office have assured me that they don't want to further, I guess, blow up this issue. What they want to try to do is see if they can get everybody together to find consensus.
Yeah, good. I wish them well. I hope they can.
Thank you.
Senator Lehman?
I just want to know what I should tell my family, who probably is looking at this as being an opportunity to get a moose before everybody else does. Maybe finally get a moose. Just give me the right...
Give me a live moose.
Tell them they get equal access with everyone else.
There you go. I like that.
Okay.
Which is zero access, right?
Don't talk to the half of the Bikini.
I have one other person signed up to sponsor. No further questions. A sponsor, or no more kibitzing, or a sponsor. Ed Grasser signed up and got a yes by wanting to testify. Ed, good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. The Alaska Outdoor Council is supporting this as it is recognizing a problem on a statewide basis, and I personally attended the Federal Subsistence Board hearings in Anchorage a month ago, and I think that it's imperative the state does request they hold off for a little while in order to see if we can't come up with something, especially considering their method of determining CNTs leaves a lot to be desired as compared to the state system. Basically, if somebody says they did it, whether they did or not, that's the basis for granting a CNT. That's a pretty flimsy system and could cause a lot of problems. Secondly, I guess we look at this as part of the a package now, since it is addressing the issue statewide, to set the stage for some kind of a consensus-building effort in Alaska and try to resolve this issue. I think this, coupled with the SGR 19 going to Congress now, will give us some tools to bring everybody to the table and try to work this out. And that's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. CNT is customary and traditional findings. I'm sorry.
Next committee.